Olé, 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 olé.
Alright, hello everyone, and welcome to Keep It Close to Me, this podcast about the things we love and, you know, life and stuff. I am Chris, I am your host. Gonna be doing something different this week. I know we just got this podcast started, but something else has come up, and I have to talk about it, I have to explain it. And it's gonna be already, it's not really gonna be hijacking the podcast as it is, but even though we just started this podcast, now I'm going to start a second podcast mini-series within the regular podcast. I shouldn't say mini-series. I should really say, maxi-series, mega-series, something bigger than mini-series, because it's going to be at least 52 episodes, one a week for a year, within the regular show. Not regular show, but the regular Keep It Close to Me podcast. If it shows up in regular show, that would be super cool to me, but that's neither here nor there. So let's go ahead and I'll get right into it and explain the deal. If you follow me on Twitter, which I hope you do, and if you don't, my Twitter name is @thechrishaley, all one word, no underscores, nothing fancy, just Chris Haley and then the in the front. You probably know that. So if you follow me on Twitter or on Instagram, which same name on Instagram there. If you follow me on either of those, you may have seen lately how I have been watching a certain movie every night, and that certain movie is Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I don't know why exactly I've decided to do this, but as I'm recording this, I have watched it. Tonight was the 13th night in a row. Ah, lucky number 13. So it started on the first night. I just happened to see that they had put it on Netflix, and maybe it's been on there for a while, but I hadn't seen it. And I'd never seen it before. I saw it only had one star, and I thought, for whatever reason, let me watch this. And if you don't know, Mortal Kombat Annihilation was a sequel to Mortal Kombat. It came out in 1997. It's hilariously, fantastically bad. I mean, it's like, but more than it just being bad, it's also, and this is kind of, it's odd that there's kind of like a similarity between it and Batman versus Superman, is that it's kind of baffling in its badness. And so I watched it and I was just like, wow, that was really bad and weird. I don't know what the deal was. Then the next night, for whatever reason, I decided to watch it again. Could not tell you why. Other than, I guess, maybe just to try to understand it a little better, just try to really, I guess, kind of keep track of how incredibly awful it was, just to try to make more sense of it, I guess. So I watched it the second night, and then I watched it, and I still just was completely baffled by it. And so then the next night rolled around, and I thought to myself, am I going to watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation for the third night in a row? Because two nights in a row, it's just kind of a weird thing. But if you do it for the third night, you're really, that's taking a step into a weirder territory. And sure enough, I watched the third night, and I still just had more questions. Just, I don't know how to explain it other than to say that I couldn't stop thinking about it. And just, I was like, I can't understand how this movie exists. What kind of line of thinking could allow this movie to be made? And there's just, it's bad and weird in a lot of different ways. It's not just bad and weird in one particular way. There's layers and layers of confusing badness. And so, watched it that third night, and then the next day I was like, what if I just watch this every day? for a year, because on that next day, I wanted to watch it in the afternoon. I was like kind of excited to watch it again, because I was like, oh, now this has become a thing. And I was like, what if I watch this every day for a year? Because a week is, you know, it's whatever. And a month is, it's too much, but it's not really the kind of, it's not enough. It's not the kind of outrageous commitment to madness that watching something, a movie this bad every night for a year would be. And I thought, okay, what if I watch this every night for a year and then do a podcast about it once a week with a different guest, most likely a friend, and that way no one but me has to watch the movie more than once, unless they want to. And I thought, oh, and that'll be a fun thing, because then that'll give me an excuse to have, you know, a lot of different people on. And it's not like the normal show isn't going to be an excuse to have a lot of different people on, but I kind of, with the main show, I want to have some people hopefully be more regular guests. Like, I think that will be fun, and it will also, like, you know, give you a chance to, like, catch back up with the people you enjoyed hearing from, and, you know, get to know some of these cool people that I'm happy to have in my life, and then you'll get to feel a little bit like they're in your lives, too. Or if you already know them, you know, maybe you'll learn something new about them that you didn't know before, whatever the case is. But I know I didn't want to, like, try to drag anyone into watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation every day for a year. So I thought that'll be a good way to kind of break it up, and that'll keep it interesting for you guys, the listeners. It'll keep it interesting for you guys, because each week will be someone else's different perspective on the movie, along with my, you know, along with watching my descent into whatever happens. Maybe I'll go crazy. Maybe I will hate this movie by the end, or maybe I won't. Maybe it will keep being a fun thing. I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens. But it'll keep it fresh for me and for you guys, because each week I'll be talking to someone new, someone different, and I'll get to have a different perspective on it. So that should be fun. And it also kind of gives me a set goal for everything and a structure with the bigger show being a little bit more open to wherever it goes, whatever I want to happen, you know, whatever I want to have happen, or just whatever does happen, and who knows. But this has got more of a definitive kind of, you know what you're going to be getting with this. But you also, I feel like, you don't know what you're going to be getting with this, because I have no idea how it's going to go, other than what I have planned for it. And I've already got some people that I've roped into agreeing to be on the show, and there's probably a chance that if you're listening to this, you might end up on the show, because I have no idea if I will be able to end up getting enough people for the show, but I hope that I will. And I have so many questions about this movie. I've tried to not do any research on it just yet, because I kind of want to, as we start this, I kind of want to go into it just clean, just with where my only knowledge of the movie is from what I'm getting from the movie. And then, you know, you start adding into that other people's perspectives. And then, you know, I'll get to, hopefully that'll keep the experience a little bit interesting for me too, in that I'll continually be, I guess, being confronted with other people's perspectives on this movie. And I don't know if you've seen it before, but it's terrible. It's really terrible. But I can say that I think it was probably like night 9, I realized that I was enjoying it. I was kind of appreciating it more. Each successful viewing, I had kind of appreciated some of the stuff a little bit, you know, or certain things I had appreciated more than I had the previous nights. But last night, on night 12, now into my second week, almost done with my second week, actually. Now into my second... On night 12 was the first night that I was about to start it, and I was just like, I really would rather not watch this right now. And not because I didn't want to watch the movie itself, but just because it was getting late, and there's a lot of other things that I would have much rather watched And since I have been devoting so much of my free, you know, quote unquote, watching things time, my leisure time, you might call it, my taking in media for fun time has been devoted for the last, you know, 11 nights at that point, had been devoted to watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Last night was the first time where I was really just like, man, I would really rather watch some of these other things that I have not been watching to watch this. But I did it anyway, said I'm going to do it. And I, there's a little bit of that aspect of it too. It's like, until now, I haven't said on Twitter, I've only told people that I actually, you know outside of the internet world, friends, you might call them. I've only told some of my friends what my plan is, which is to watch it. So you're learning now what the deal is, that I'm going to watch it every night for a year. Well, it doesn't have to be every night. You guys get that, right? I might watch it in the daytime sometime to switch it up. But what I was trying to say was that there's a little bit of that aspect of, as I've told people that I was going to be doing this, and people have been like, oh my gosh, why? Some people have used much stronger language than that, but you get the idea. People have said, why? And I think part of it is just that thing of, this is a ridiculous goal to set for myself, but I want to do it to prove that I can do it. It's a stupid thing to prove. It's a dumb thing to try to prove. It's pointless, and I know that. But it's kind of pointless to go up, you know, Mount Everest. I think it's kind of silly and pointless and dumb to try to go up Mount Everest. But people do it anyway, because it's there to do. And I set this goal for myself, and I want to see it through. So I have no doubt in my mind that at some point I'm going to sincerely regret this. Just like I'm sure those people who tell themselves they're going to go up Mount Everest, and then, you know, at some point while they're making that climb, they really wish they hadn't. They wish they could just go back down. Then when you get to the top, you're like, yeah, that was dumb and stupid, but I did it. And so I guess there's just something of that in there. This is a pointless but arduous, mentally tough thing that I think I'm putting myself in for. And I know that, and I know that it's probably not going to be fun for me at some point, but I've got to try. And because I'm too far into it now. I've watched it now 13 nights in a row. And even though I know there's still so, so far to go, this is too far, I think, to turn back. I'm just a little bit too far up that mountain. So, I hope that this is fun. I hope that you guys have a good time with this with me. I have put together, if you're old enough, I have put together the rules for a drinking game that I think might help people get through it. I'm not using it, but I think that it might help some people get through it. And I hope that you guys will have fun with me, and I hope by the end of this, I will have unlocked all of this movie's mysteries and the story behind the scenes and how this movie came to be. And, oh, doggone it. Okay, so I just remembered an important part of this story. So on, as I said, I think it was on night 3 or day 4, somewhere in there, I had the idea that I was like, what if I just keep doing this every day for a year? And then do a podcast about it once a week. And I told April, my wife, about it. And she said, well, that sounds like a terrible idea, but it also sounds funny. But it also sounds like this podcast where these two guys watched a movie for a year. And the podcast she was talking about was, well, what is it called? Shoot. I think it's The Worst Idea of All Time, or The Worst Idea Ever. I think it's Worst Idea of All Time podcast. And it's two guys from Australia and New Zealand who watched the movie Grown Ups 2 once a week for a year. And I promise you guys, I had never heard of that podcast until she told me that. So I had this idea completely independent of that, just to get in front of that, of people going, and once I started doing it, even though I said I wasn't doing a podcast about, I didn't mention that I was going to do a podcast about it. Just once people saw that I was watching it for a number of nights in a row, other people started bringing that up. And I just want to tell you guys, honest to God, I'd never heard of that. Seemed like a good, terrible idea. And I've since listened to a couple episodes of their show, and I enjoyed it. It's funny. I especially enjoy their accents. They feel very angry, though. And this movie doesn't make me angry. I think it makes me more curious. So before you say anything, yes, I do know about that now, and I'm aware of it, but I feel like this is going to be more than different enough because I'm watching it every day for a year, and I'm watching it with someone different every time. So hopefully that'll be fun. Hopefully that's different enough. Hopefully they don't think I'm trying to rip them off if they ever get wind of this. So that's important to mention. The other thing is I was going to say is that I hope that at the end of this, I do have, along the way, I will probably start trying to do some research into how this movie happened. Because a podcast that I really enjoy is called How Did This Get Made? And lately they have been doing there's a writer for Slash Film who is working with them where he does an oral history article, I don't even know what you call that. When it's a really long article, I'm sure there's a name for that. He does a really long article, kind of like an oral history of how the movie came to be. And I've really been enjoying reading those on Slash Film. Blake Harris, I think, is the guy's name. And I would love to get the behind-the-scenes story of why this movie is such a mess and like how it happened. And but I don't have... the Hollywood connections that I guess Blake Harris has to try to put that together. But so hopefully I can just through internet research and maybe people will find out stuff about this and then you guys can email it to me at, what is the email address? I don't have it right in front of me. I think it's keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. Look, you don't have to do anything right now though, because we've got a year of this to get through. And this is not taking the place of the regular show. I'm still going to be doing the regular Keep It Close to Me podcast, which will be something not Mortal Kombat related. Hopefully, maybe if anyone out there can put me in contact with anyone who worked on this movie, that would be super cool because it would be so fun to try to find out some of the, some of the ins and outs and behind the scenes stuff of like, just what led to this movie being made the way it was made. So I hope you enjoy it, guys. I think that's about all I've got explaining it. This is kind of like there was a zero episode of the regular show, and this is going to be called, this will be the origins episode of this new show that's going to be within the regular show. And this new show, because I realize I have not told you yet, is going to be called I've Gotta Beat Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Because if I make it to the end of this year and I unlock all of this movie's mysteries, then I will have truly won and defeated this movie and beaten Mortal Kombat Annihilation. And if I don't make it the whole year, then I feel like it beats me. It wins. If I can't make it this full year, the movie wins, and I cannot let that happen. So I hope that you guys will go on this journey with me, and I hope that you will... When it starts getting hard, I hope you guys will, if you could, through the power of your positivity, your good vibes, your tweets, and listening to the show and hopefully enjoying it, I hope you will help me make it to the end of this. And then we will all make it to the end together, and then we get to have a big pizza party. Or not. But, hopefully... Once we get to the top of that mountain, that Mortal Kombat Annihilation Mountain, once we have defeated Shao Kahn and his dad and the second Raiden and Liu Kang and the terrible Barakas and Sindel and her bad wig and the terrible CGI and the awful blue screen work and the ridiculous script, at the top of that Mortal Kombat Annihilation Mountain, there will be a pizza party waiting. And I hope that I see you there. I hope that we all make it together. And I'll leave you with this.
Flawless victory.